Ugh, I gotta get away from this computer. Hey, it's Steve Geek, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, you know, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm not going to talk to you about Linux, because I just had to get away from my computer. I had to get out of the lab the other day. And so, I went out, and I played a little bit of golf. What? A punk like you on the greens? No, I played urban golf. That's right. We don't need no stinking golf course. We don't need no stinking greens fees. All we need is a iron, tennis ball, and an office park. And that's it. Go out and have some fun. So, urban golf. What are the rules? Well, the first rule is safety. It's not about vandalism. It's not about destroying things. It's not about trespass, although, you know, it's happened, you know. And if you're playing with a group, the rules are more or less up to you after that. Low score wins. You get out there, you look down yonder, you spy a dumpster, fire hydrant, something. That becomes hole number one. Put your ball on the ground, begin hitting it, get closer and closer. Low number of strokes wins. If you're doing so many holes, you might want to keep score on a piece of paper. Take that Sharpie use for your scorecard. Can be anything like a little, you know, index card. If you're playing with a group of people, write your names on the ball so you don't get confused. That's the basics of it. So, you know me. You know, I'm not one to, you know, just leave you with a 2-minute episode, you know. So you might be thinking, well, that sounds interesting. That sounds punk, you know, but what's it like? What's it like taking up urban golf? I admit to being new, but another soundbite for this is that, you know, it's urban golf. It's the less you know, the more fun you have. So I heard about it, decided to try it, went down to the Kmart, bought the cheapest, biggest club I could. Spent about $20. Bought a thing of tennis balls. Spent about $2.50 on that. Went out to an industrial office park area. Put the ball on the ground. Whack. Began working toward a power box. You know, one of these boxes sticking up out of the ground in the industrial park that the power company uses. You know that those boxes with the sticker that says "Don't touch, you might get electrocuted." Those things. Smacked a tennis ball against that. It was a rip, you know. Then you begin getting better at it, you know. You go back to the same place every few days. Try more. If you really try to swing that ball hard, you know, you develop this pleasant pain in your shoulders. You know, it's really good. But it's just fun to be out there. You know, urban golf, it's fun, it's getting out there, it's getting out of the lab, but it's also a statement. Because what kind of mindset gets involved with standard golf? I mean, you know, I have a degree in computer science, right? So, and I'm an internet user, so I looked up the fact for golf at facts.org. And, you know, when a friend of yours who's a computer scientist looks at a fact and says this thing is too complicated, you know, computer guys thinking your sport is complicated is not good. You know what I mean? I mean, it goes into great detail about ball construction and the kind of material clubs, and the rules. I mean, you know, so many holes, low stroke wins. is something very beautiful. There's ways of playing. You know, the whole mindset for standard golf. I mean, who goes into that? It's so regimented. You have to join a club. You have to pay green fees. They're triple digit, maybe quadruple digit fees. You know, people hawking stuff. There's certain clothes to wear. Full sets of clubs. You know, rules to follow. You know, I swung by the PGA website. Oh my God. Authorized equipment. You know, it's like joining the army or something. I don't get the mindset. Give me some freedom, please. You know, so I got involved with the punk version. So what's it like? What's it like to go, you know, to the office park and play golf? Well, it's great. It's great. You know, I mean, the cleaning crew, you know, it's dusk. The cleaning crew looks out the window at you a little odd. You know, some guy in a suit, you know, leaving office work, kind of like stares at you as he drives away from you. But otherwise, it's no problem, you know. I don't want to get involved with, you know, hitting things that can get damaged, like cars or, you know, trespassing. You know, I'm just out there playing a game. I suppose if the cops ever came and said, move it, I would just leave. You know, it's not a problem. The whole thing is to be cool and have a little bit of fun. You know, so there's being on your own. Then there's practicing. I actually drove out and found a park by a river. And I was out there, and there were people who were practicing the drives for standard golf in a public park. And they just looked at me like I had 14 heads when they saw me whack a golf ball against a fire hydrant. It was funny, you know. But, you know, they're out there, and they're always skating. It's so hard to hit the ball. Yeah. Have some fun and use some big balls like tennis balls. you know, that's one thing that's like. But it's also something else. You know, if you're in one of these older urban areas with, you know, small industrial buildings and car shops and little working class bars, and you're just playing through, it's like a whole tour of getting to know a neighborhood. You know, it's hard to describe, you know, the feeling of exploration. And it's not like, you know, regular urban exploration either. It's not like, you know, ooh, we're going past, you know, the no trespassing sign, ooh, we're doing something wrong. It's just playful. It's a playful form of exploration. It's a peaceable thing, and it's nothing, you know, to be ashamed of, you know. I mean, I would suppose that if I was, you know, caught, you know, in some warehouse, you know, under a no trespassing sign by the cops, I'd be like, you know, a little freaked out about how to talk my way out of the situation. Yeah, I'm just a guy on the street, you know, whacking a tennis ball until it hits a fire hydrant. No problem. Want me to move? Will I damage anything? No. You want me to move? Sure. No problem. You know, just having some fun. It's a beautiful thing. You know, but I mean, The experiences are as varied as the places you go to do this. And I went out and I saw a movie with a coworker the other day, and he's a young guy. I'm an old fart. And I said, hey, you know, I've been talking about this. Hey, you want to try it? He goes, yeah, sure, we try it. So there we are, you know, 10 at night, outside of a public library in a courthouse, little statues all around the concrete, whacking the balls away, having a blast. People walking home from train stations, like, you know, hey, what are you doing? Some people just tackling us. But we had a good time. And that's it. It's about fun. It's not a commercial thing. You know, I'm going to put a link in the show notes for a website that I think is very good, Urban Golf. I think you'll enjoy. And if you read the blog there, he rants about the commercialism of it. He rants about the controlling. It's a good read for a website. It's very well done. And the photos are great. They're all night shots of guys, you know, in cut-off shorts, you know, whacking balls in industrial parks at night. It's a great website to see. You know, and he makes a point. He goes, you know, we've been ripped off. McDonald's made a commercial, you know, people playing golf in an industrial park. Looks like our website. You know, it's not about how much you spend. It's not about playing the game the way the man thinks you should, you know. And that's the beauty of it. You know, it's a sport, and you can be a punk while you play it. It's a wonderful thing. Okay, so I covered the rules in the introduction. But there are rules and there are tips. There are things that the guys who played the game before us have found make for a better play and make for a more clear play. Now, one tip is that you don't always have to hit the target head on. I mean, if your target's big, like a workman's truck or a 18-wheeler truck or a dumpster, those large targets, you gotta smack them. They're big enough, easy enough to do them, or you can roll under them, and that counts. Narrow targets, it's okay to just get within the length of a golf club to count, because if you're going to try to smack a ball sticking out of the ground, something that narrow, you might be going back and forth for a very long time trying to hit that. So for the smaller targets, close enough, like in horseshoes, closeness counts here too. Get within a golf club length of the small targets. But the really huge targets, under them or against them. All right. Some of the tips are very good. Like one tip, they're mostly designed to keep the game moving, is that you can always feel free to move the ball the length of a golf club to get a clearer shot at something. All right, because you don't want to be smacking it around, And we don't have sand traps in this game, but what we do contend with is high curbs. And if the ball is stuck against in the corner of a high curb, it can be very hard to get it out of there by hitting it over and over again. So take a golf club's length. That's fine. Always feel free to take three golf club lengths to get yourself out of the path of or away from something that you might damage. Again, it's a peaceable game, Give the game a good name. We don't want to damage anything. Tips to make the game easier and better. Another tip is to keep the ball searches to 10 minutes or less. You're out there, you're playing the game, you don't want to hold back all your buds for a ball search. All right, you lose a ball, count yourself a penalty of 3 strokes. You play through with the ball you replaced it with, and then you find the ball again, you can give yourself back, you can deduct 1.5 strokes for, having found your ball again. So these are just little things that make the game better, give it better playing speed. Be prepared for reactions. I mean, this is a cutting edge game, and people who, need to see something on the network news at night before they believe it are going to not understand. I'm very blessed by, my wife, Mrs. Deep Geek, that's what I call her, and but she has a normal person's mindset, and she's like, this is an embarrassment. This is weird. What are you doing? It's not weird. It's unusual. It's niche. But it's cutting edge. It's a new thing. Some people are cutting edge people. Some people aren't. So you're going to get reactions. You're going to be making explanations. But you're going to have fun. You decide to take it up. You're going to have fun. I enjoy my games by myself greatly. I really enjoy games when I'm blessed with having a partner. If any of y'all are in the 914 or 845 area codes, want a partner, contact me, through the web page, through email. It's up there in the contributors file. Let me know. I'll be glad to hook up with yous. It's going to be fun. So let me know. I'm also going to include a few YouTube videos in the show notes. So you'll see that it's an international phenomena, and you'll get a good feel for it. I hope you try it. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Here's to hoping I have enough material to feel comfortable using this. I want to bring back the tradition of closing music. I've recently made a purchase of some music, that the stuff that's free on the internet is great, but I found an organization called magnatunes.com, and they're trying to do everything in just the opposite way that the RIAA is doing it. So they use the same license that our organization uses. They give free clips to podcasters. You know, they understand that if you play something on a podcast, you're promoting them, they give you free clips. They do encourage you to buy something. I happen to have bought what I'm going to play. The group's name is Artemis. The album name is Gravity. The track name is Inception. Hope you enjoy it.
Listening to 99. Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.